The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Arriving with yourself. Here in this moment. How are you in this moment? The way we can connect with ourselves in our practice can be as friendly, as caring, as if a friend were kind of sitting down with you, sitting with you, and checking in. How are you right now? That kind of just curiosity and interest and care that a friend might bring. That is how mindfulness can connect too. How are you right now? Not with judgment, not with trying to fix or change, but just with this sense of wanting to understand, wanting to connect. How are you right now? With a very relaxed and receptive being available to be with yourself, however you are. Again, much as the way a very dear friend, a very accepting friend would sit down with us and just be willing to be with us as we are. Perhaps relaxing with yourself. Relaxation is such a helpful support for connecting with ourselves. So maybe there can be some relaxation of body right now. You can scan through, perhaps, and consciously relax areas of the body where you notice holding or tension. And another way into relaxation can be, rather than searching and consciously relaxing, just kind of settling back and inviting or kind of checking in. Is there a possibility of relaxation? Maybe the body can relax. May the body relax. Kind of an invitation of that, not a demand, again, with a very friendly kind of connection. May the body relax. And sometimes I find with that invitation or that dropping that request in, sometimes I find there's relaxation in places that I didn't even know were held. So Again, with a friendly, receptive curiosity, may the body relax. Sometimes I turn this question around and ask the body, can you show me how to relax? Ask the body and mind. Sometimes our system has wisdom to offer when we are willing to ask. Maybe the body can relax. And maybe the mind can relax. As the body does relax a little bit, it does support our mind being able to relax a little bit. And the relaxation of body and mind creates the possibility for mindfulness, for awareness, and be more naturally available. When the mind is relaxed, when it's not pulled into worries or concerns, any kind of mental tension, it's very naturally landing here in the present moment and receiving what's happening. So perhaps exploring that receiving. What is obvious in this moment? Mindfulness doesn't require us to look for something or choose an experience. We could say that mindfulness is kind of the capacity that simply reflects what's happening in the present moment, and we can be aware of that. There's another part of the mind that can choose what to pay attention to, and that's called attention. Mindfulness can be aware when we choose something with attention or when we aren't actively engaged with choosing what to be aware of. And so we can settle back and relax, have a sense of curiosity. What's here right now? What's this experience right now? What's most obvious? What's easiest to connect with awareness? Often that's at the beginning, especially often it's some aspect of the body. Body sensations often very obvious in our experience. And so maybe body sensations are clear. Receiving pressure or vibration, contact points, or your hips or your hands, your feet. the breath, maybe. And we don't have to pick something to be aware of. It takes a little trust at times to let go of that tendency we have to pick something. Maybe we can settle back and just see, what is this system already naturally curious about or connecting with? That sense of mindfulness as a friend, just being available to be with what's already here. The attention may shift from body to hearing, to moods or thoughts or emotions. So what mindfulness is connecting with might change. It might feel like a shifting from one thing to another. It might feel like something is replacing an experience, just a kind of a one thing following another. It might feel broad, like a wide angle lens, like taking in a big landscape. Or it might connect with something very focused. And it might change. Exploring the possibility of settling back and kind of being witness to ourselves, being with ourselves. That kind of considering mindfulness as a friend, or that caring, allowing connection with experience. A friend, the best friend perhaps, not rejecting any part of you, willing to meet and be with whatever is here, allowing what's here to be here, and curious about it. And of course, the mind will wander. We'll get lost. We'll forget about being with ourselves. That's a very natural habit of mind. Something will catch the attention and will, out of habit, follow that thread. But equally naturally, at some point, after the mind has wandered off, at some point it will come back. Mindfulness will return, mindfulness will re-arise. And in that moment, what's present in that moment? The return of mindfulness, we often are focusing on what's already past. The mind was wandering. It was wandering. It is no longer wandering. It is here, aware again. Maybe we can emphasize that part instead. Oh, awareness is back. What's here? What's already here? It might be that what's here in this moment is related to where the mind wandered to. If the mind wandered into a confusion or an argument with a friend, there may be some lingering reverberations in this moment of what the mind had been doing. That's okay. That's natural. So can you open to that? Oh, reverberations are happening from the wandering. Sometimes those reverberations can have the flavor of habitual tendencies, familiar patterns or habits. And sometimes, surprisingly, the reverberations of the mind wandering can actually be that the mind has actually settled a little bit more. Maybe the mind has accidentally, or maybe not so accidentally, wandered into calm, and we lost awareness in that. But the return of mindfulness, we get a taste of the calm that the mind wandered into. This can happen. If we're judging ourselves for the mind wandering, we'll usually miss this kind of effect. So you can just be really open to be curious about what's here as mindfulness returns. There might be something new to see and to learn. Relax. Receive. Exploring the possibility of allowing whatever is here to simply be with that.